the Blue Ridge 2 meter. Our net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. Promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through Echolink node 545072. In the event, goodness, can't talk tonight. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Check-ins tonight. Does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Silence means there's no formal or emergency traffic, so we'll see if we have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net. If so, please call AK4HR Net Control.
For HR, this is N4HHC.
Well, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to welcome Warren, November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren, how are you doing tonight, sir? Did you want to go ahead with your announcement now?
One announcement for the net tonight. So we had testing this morning, and a good group of volunteer examiners. Always enjoy the camaraderie there. But we actually had no one show up for a test today. So we were talking about that, and over 10 years that I've been associated with it, I think this is only the second time. So if you're interested in taking a test and upgrading, we'd love to have you. Third Saturday of every month at the Red Cross building. One thing that we do want to make sure everyone's aware of a change is you need an FRN number. Of course, if you already have a license, you have an FRN number. But if you do not have a license and you're going to take the test for the first time, you would need to already have applied for your FRN number. So that's all we have here, Mike, AK4HR. This is N4HHC.
Good to have you, my friend, tonight. Appreciate you bringing that to announcements for the good of the net. Yeah, I think, like you said, I think we both started doing VE about the same time, and I think this is about the second time ever that we didn't have any testers today. But again, it's not a problem. Sometimes that happens, you know, with all the COVID stuff going on, and people just have busy schedules and stuff, and sometimes that third Saturday slips up on folks anyway. But yeah, FCC is definitely making some changes, which again, you know, the interesting stuff, there's going to be some fees coming for renewals, sounds like in 2022. You know, they've pretty much gone to digital now. You can request a copy of your license, but also, as Warren mentioned, you have to pre-register basically with the FCC now to get a FRN number, which again, like Warren mentioned, everybody who has a license should have an FRN number, but need that before we can actually fill out the application now from the FCC. So a couple changes coming, again, probably for the new folks as part of their learning curve for technicians. But I know, especially folks like me that have had their license already, it's still kind of interesting to learn. But anyway, Warren, good to see you this morning, my friend. Good to have you with us tonight. All right, any announcements before we begin the check-ins? Any more announcements, please call AK4HR Net Control. For their announcements, we'll now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is Direct Net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. When you check in, please check in when your alphabetical group is called. When you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin our check-ins here, we have relatively new functionality for our pre-check-ins. For those folks who may not be around for the net, may not be able to check in via RF, I may have some other reason they're not able to get in. We have a pre-check-in availability, which just allows you to stay connected with the net. We get you logged in here. You can go out to the BRARS, BRARS.cc website, and on the toolbar at the top, there's a net pre-check-in option. You go there, put your call sign in, and it'll either announce or not announce out on the repeater. But we have about 10 folks tonight with pre-net check-in, so let me go ahead and acknowledge those folks. We have Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike. That's Fred, and Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India, Echo India, N4IEI. And good to have you checked in here, Fred. Haven't heard you on the radio for a while, so I might have to reach out and get you to check in with me one night on RF. But again, Fred, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got another Fred. That's Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. And Fred's over in Pelzer, so appreciate him checking in. Up next, we've got our buddy Andy up on Table Rock. That's Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI. And Andy's always good into the repeater. Appreciate him taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Pat over in Malden. That's Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH. And up next, we've got our rotating Monday night net controller, our Tuesday night net controller, Robert. That's Alpha Alpha 4, Romeo Mike, AA4RM, and Robert's over in Easley. And about halfway through the list, so let's see if we can get through this. Up next, we've got Leroy. We've got Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL. And Leroy's over in Taylor's. Appreciate him checking in. Up next, we got Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD. And Andrew's over in Simpsonville, so appreciate him stopping by. And up next in the list, we've got Mel. That's Kilo 4 X-Ray Mike Romeo, K4XMR. And last but not least in the group of pre-net check-ins, we've got Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey, KC4W. That's Bill over in Anderson. So appreciate those folks checking in there. Let me drop and take a breath here. Let me just start off the net again with our pre-net check-in feature. And again, we have that functionality out there for folks that may not be available for the net. I know everybody keeps different schedules. Some people are up at, O-Dark 30 in the morning and may not be around at 9 p.m. at night, or some other situation may preclude them from being on the nets and can't check in via Echolink. So just allow that functionality in there to keep everybody connected here. So good to get those folks checked in there. All right, before we begin our RF check-ins, we'll pause here for an opportunity for new hams. New hams only wishing to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net may not be familiar with our policies and procedures on how to check in. Just key up the net or key up your microphone and call AK4HR, and we'll get you checked in. New hams only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR or Net Control. Like we have any new hams, and so we'll go ahead and give one more group here before we continue on with the RF check-ins. We'll follow up with Echolink stations. Echolink stations only wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR Net Control.
AK4HR, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Victor India X-ray, John, hiding in the shadow of Paris Mountain, and unable to check in via RF, so checking in via Echolink, no traffic. Thank you for hosting the net.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome John over there in the shadow of Paris Mountain. Yeah, John, you'll have to get a higher antenna, a couple hundred feet up in the... No, I'm just kidding. No, John, we have a couple folks over there that are kind of at the base of Paris Mountain and in that shadow, so glad you're able to get in via the Echolink node. Definitely appreciate having you check in with us. Sounding good via Echolink. Audio's going in and out just a little bit. Nothing bad. It's probably just like me. You're just kind of moving around in front of the mic a little bit, but again, appreciate you taking the time to check in, John. Good to hear you, my friend. I hope you come back and check in as often as you can. All right, that looks like we have everybody on the Echolink node, so we'll go ahead and move on down to the RF portion of our check-ins. And tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR. Mike, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll be in and out tonight.
So Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike, Jim and Taylor's. Negative, negative.
AK4HR.
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HR. 4HR, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Charlie Bluetail Yankee, A4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative.
4HR. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlie Inform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
4HR. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net.
All check-ins there to start off the net tonight for the Alpha through Delta group. And while I've got that pause there, let me go ahead and acknowledge those folks. Up first, we've got Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4 DMW. And Rick, always good to hear you. Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. And their daughter, Miss Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. Goodness, sorry about that, Rick. I was having problems getting Michelle's call sign out. But always good to hear you. Appreciate you guys stopping by. Up next, we've got Jim. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM. That's Jim, and he's over in Taylor's. Jim, good to have you with us tonight. Up next, man with the plan. That's Dave. That's W4DJW. Keeps us all straight and scheduled and wrangled in here to keep the net going tonight with our net controller schedule. So, Dave, appreciate everything you do for the good of the net. And appreciate you stopping by and checking in here. And, Dave, have you heard Whiskey November 4 Victor WN4V recently? I just was thinking about him. Hadn't heard him for a while.
Whiskey November 4, that's John. No, I have not in quite a while. WN4V. I'm trying to recall which John. That's John with no H. Tell me more about him.
He checks in via Echolink from down in Bradenton, Florida. I just hadn't heard his call sign in a while. And a lot of times that's a problem on my side, not there. But I thought I might reach out to him via email off of QRZ just because I hadn't heard him in a while, just to check in on him. Over.
Okay, John in Bradenton. I looked him up on QRZ, and he's got a P.O. box Bradenton on there. That's why it wasn't triggering with me. But, no, I have not heard him in quite a while. I'm not sure what's up with him. He did go for a long time without checking in once before, and then he popped in here. It may be something like that. Hopefully it is. Hopefully we'll hear again from him in the future.
Dave, like I say, I just was curious with everything going on these days. You never know, and I didn't know whether I hadn't heard him for a while, but maybe I'll just reach out over email, see if I can find him. I didn't check his Echolink node, but either way, just thought I would ask. So appreciate you coming back and letting me know the info you had at least, and definitely got you checked in here. Appreciate, like I say, everything you do for the good of the net. I know it is a time-consuming process to keep everything going, so thanks for all you do for that. All right, next up in that group, sorry for that little pause there, that's Kilo November 4 Charlie Hotel Yankee, KM4CHY. That's Keith over in Seneca, and Keith sounded good in the repeater. A little bit of scratch on your signal, but not bad at all. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got Kurt over in Greenville. That's Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4VLH. And, of course, Kurt's down in Greenville, so, Kurt, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got a friend, Jerry. That's November 4 Delta DJC, and Jerry's over in Anderson. Jerry, good to hear you, my friend. Again, just telling Dave, I don't keep the radio on or I'm not in the chat near as much as I need to be, but good to hear you and appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2 BYQ, and Dave's over in Easley. Dave, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, that wraps up that group anyway, so we'll give one more call, Alpha through Delta, A through D, beginning of the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
DJ
take me in out of turn, if you will, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, uniform, hotel X-ray, Jamie. And also Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, my wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in and out tonight. Good evening to you. Glad to hear you again. So take care, everybody.
You're rounding that group off, and speaking of a call sign I hadn't heard for a while, man, good to hear you as well. Jamie, I can get you checked in here. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, KJ4UHX. And, of course, Jamie brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Sabrina. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN. And, Jamie, definitely good to hear you, my friend. Been a while, so appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. All right, we'll slide down the alphabet just a little further. Echo through hotel, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
In November 4, uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, my wife Nancy. I'm checking in on her call sign, but that might be out of turn, I don't know. Anyway, we'll be negative and negative. We down here in the suburbs of Great Court, 7-3.
4-HR. Again, Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. Negative
night,
Mike. Thanks for calling
it out. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband, Mark. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. That's Mark in Simpsonville. We'll both be negative and negative. Thank you for calling the net tonight. You're sounding good.
So we'll go ahead and acknowledge those folks that checked in the Echo Through Hotel group and that group of check-ins. First, we had Patrick. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick's up in Penrose, North Carolina. So, Patrick, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Mike. That's November 4 Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. And Mike brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Nancy. That's Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. And they're both down in the suburbs. Herbs of Great Court. So, Mike, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us and bringing Miss Nancy along. Up next, we've got Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. That's KC4EZN, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. And Harry, as always, excellent signal on the repeater. You probably don't need to know that. But either way, sounded good. Appreciate you taking the time to stop by. Always good to hear you. And up next, we had Wendy. And Wendy, I don't know why I was having trouble with your call there for a minute. I was trying to place the voice and the call sign. Then it just kind of clicked. I was like, that's Wendy. Anyway, Wendy, good to hear you. That's Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. And Wendy's one of, well, I guess you are the Monday Night Net Controller, so appreciate you stopping by, Wendy, and checking in with us on a Saturday night. And Wendy brings along with her Mr. Mark. That's Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. And Mark does our Sunday night, can't talk tonight, Sunday night net controller duties. And Mark's call sign, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. So, Wendy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. All right, that wraps up that group. And looking at the Echolink node, we've got all the stations signed in there. So we'll slide down the alphabet a little bit further. India through Lima, I through L. If you call and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina tonight. Power's out, so I'm running off of a mobile radio. Be negative and negative and saying 73's for each one of you.
HR. Hope you and the family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mike, good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Check-ins there in our India through Lima group. Up first, like to welcome James. That's Kilo Trot Oscar, KK4JFO. And James is up there running on battery power tonight. So, James, you're still sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Hope your power comes back on soon. I was actually just about to comment. I think I hear the rain outside my window. It just started up a few minutes ago. And a little bit of wind, but nothing like we had the other couple of, or the other day with all the tornadoes and everything blowing through. So definitely stay safe. I appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us, James. Up next, we got our friend Sid. That's Whiskey 4 India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. And Sid, of course, runs the Sunday night Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club. Get my things, all my clubs all straightened out here, nets on the Barawala repeater up on, I think it's Sunday night at 8 p.m. if I've got my stuff right, and I'm looking for my note here, Sid, so I was going to give you a little advertisement. That's 146.640 and PL tone of 91.5 on their repeater, and so appreciate, Sid, you stopping by. Just wanted to give that plug there, but hope you and yours are doing well tonight, and appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Our call here before we move on down the alphabet, India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, up here in Asheville, no traffic, no comment, and 73 to everybody on the net.
AK4HR. Great to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Park us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
AK4HR, Kilo 4 Alpha Zulu, Jim down in Simpsonville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Calls and acknowledge the stations in that group. Another good group of check-ins here. Up first, we've got Duncan. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. And Duncan's up in Asheville. Duncan, good signal into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo Quebec, KK4JBQ. And Larry, always good to hear you. One of my call signs. I look forward to everyone, but I have my familiar voices that I hear, and so I can start getting those call signs in my logbook. But Larry, always sounding good in the repeater, my friend. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. And of course, Larry always brings along his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo, KC4 MFK. And Larry, definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing Miss Donna along. Last but not least in that group, via the Echolink, though, we've got Jim, and that's Kilo 4 Lima Alpha Zulu, KK4LAZ. And Jim's over in Simpsonville, South Carolina, so I appreciate you taking the time to check in, Jim. I was going to break for Echolink stations there after this check-in, but you filled out the list of all the unacknowledged stations. So we'll give one more call here before we move on to the Mike through Papa group. India through Lima, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Hi, everybody in the India through Lima group, and with Jim's check-in again, we've got all the Echolink stations signed in acknowledged, so we'll move to Mike through Papa. M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Star. Check in and out, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, that's W4MHE. My name is Melvin, and I'm located up here in Hendersonville. And also check in my wife. Her call is Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4 PAM. And her name is Pam. We're in and out. Thanks for calling the net. Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Sierra Alpha Foxtrot Stephen. I'm in Lincoln County, Georgia.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH at Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. We'll be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
HR. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4 OIM, Walt up here in Edmond. And Mike, I've been worried about John down there in Bladenton myself. He hadn't checked in I know 4 months. And I'd been asking Gary about him, but nobody knows anything. I used to live 4 houses below him when I lived down there in Brayton about 20 years ago. And he was a helmer to me, and I really missed the guy and would like to find out something. But everyone in that neighborhood there where we lived had a post office box. And I'll stick around for some right chew.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll, again, take that pause and acknowledge the stations that checked in there. Up first, I'd like to welcome Melvin. That's Whiskey 4 Mike Hotel X-ray. Goodness, not X-ray, Echo. Getting my phonetic alphabet all messed up, Melvin, sorry about that. Let me try that again. We'll just act like I didn't do any of that stuff. We'll erase it, and we'll just kind of back up the tape. I'd like to welcome Melvin. That's Whiskey 4 Mike Hotel Echo, W4MHE. And Melvin brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Pam. That's Kilo Zulu 4 Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PAM. All right. Like to thank you for checking in, Melvin, and bringing Miss Pam along. And I promise next time I won't mess up your call quite as bad as I did tonight. Hope you guys are doing well up in Hendersonville. Definitely, I don't know if this storm will be headed that way. So far, it seems like just a little bit of rain. So hopefully that'll be all you get tonight, a little bit of rain, and then that'll kind of move on as well. But, again, appreciate you taking the time to check in and bring Miss Pam along. Up next, we've got Steven. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Sierra Alpha Foxtrot, KO4SAF. And Steven's over in Georgia. Steven, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Chad. That's Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4. Gosh, I can't read my writing. My eyes are getting tired tonight. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Sorry about that, Chad. I'll try and do better. As the night goes on, my eyes kind of cross up what I've got on the screen here. But, Chad, got you logged in here. Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo. Of course, Chad brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Anna. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And, Chad, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us and bringing Miss Anna along. And last but not least in that group, we've got Walt, our Thursday night net controller, I'm pretty sure. And I know he fills in on some other days. I think it's Thursday. But anyway, Walt, one of the nights. And, Walt, appreciate you coming by and check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, Indian Mike, K4OIM. Yeah, I've been thinking about John off and on. And, you know, I know a lot of times we kind of go through spells, me especially, where I don't spend any time on the radio. And I'm like, I should go in there and turn the volume up and listen a little bit more than I do. So, like I say, I was telling Dave I might try and reach out to him either directly on his Echolink node, maybe see if he's signed in or see if I can shoot him an email or maybe in a QSL card, just tell him we're missing him up here. I know there's a lot of folks, but for some reason he has stuck out in my mind recently that I hadn't heard from him in a while. So definitely we'll try and reach out to him a little bit further, see if we can find out if everything's going okay. Hopefully it is, and it's just one of those things where people get busy and just kind of get out of that cycle where they check in, and he'll be able to come back and check in. Continue on with our check-ins. Looks like we're still in the Mike through Papa group, M through P in the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR or Net Control. Call the Mike through Papa group, so we'll move to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, beginning a suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, this is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
I think you might be rounding out our Quebec through Tango group. That's not a problem. Like I say, we'll keep taking check-ins as long as we can get them. But right now you're in a group of one, which is not a problem at all. So I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray, KO4RAX. And Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Good signal in the repeater. Got you marked down here over in Easley, but not sure if that's where you're transmitting from tonight, but it's not a terrible trip up to the repeater, but some of this weather might be making it a little bit difficult. But anyway, good signal in the repeater. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. More call here for the Quebec through Tango group. A Q through T beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR net control. Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I heard one station trying to check in. I got net control, and then it doesn't sound like you're able to hold the repeater. Not sure if you're on an HT or maybe the weather is affecting the propagation a little bit if you're able to get in normally. But if you're trying on an HT, maybe relocate just a little bit, see if maybe you can get a little bit better signal into the repeater. Over.
Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slapdown.
Door. Please check in, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW Richard, Grayville. No traffic, no round table. Hello, Rich.
Net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Apparently you happen to be named Richard to check in that group. Anyway, Richard, I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hadn't heard you for a while, but again, most of the time that's on my side, just from not having the radio on. But good to hear you on a Saturday night. And Richard's call, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4 FTU. And never out of turn. I mean, we set up these groups to try and make it easier for folks to check in. But I know some folks have to check in, might be mobile or on an HT or running out of battery power. And I just want to get them checked in. But Richard, sounds good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, we've got the other Richard, second Richard in that group. That's Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whisker. Goodness gracious, can't get call signs out tonight. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW. And Richard's down in Greenville. Rich, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Sorry about butchering your call sign there. I'll definitely try and work on doing better next time you check in with me. But appreciate you stopping by on a rainy Saturday night and getting logged in here as well. All right, let's give one more call here. Quebec through Tango, Q through T in the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
Copy. Over.
Our audio is really low. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Gulf Whiskey November. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. 10-4.
Said you were in downtown, down in Greenville, and the name, what's your call sign over?
Kilo 4 DWR. This is Doug in Greenville. No copy.
Yeah, I had your call sign in there correctly the first time, so I've got it corrected. It's Kilo Oscar 4 Gulf Whiskey Romeo, and that's Doug in Greenville, South Carolina. Over.
10-4, that's affirmative. Over.
I definitely got you logged in here, so appreciate you taking the time to stop by and check in with us. And again, we run this net every night 9 p.m., so definitely feel free to come back and check in as often as you can. Definitely good to hear you and appreciate your patience with getting you logged in here. Like I say, your audio is down a little bit low, but, I mean, it's a good signal when it's coming through the noise, so appreciate you taking the time to check in, and we definitely got you logged in. All right, let's go ahead and move on down to the ever-patient group for a Saturday night, Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR Net Control.
4 Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot Geek, Columbus. Just check me in and out.
Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India. Both named Mary. Thanks for calling on that tonight. Check-ins there as we head to the bottom half. Well, we're at three-quarters half the hour. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So running a little bit late tonight. But I'd like to welcome those folks in the Uniform Through Zulu group that checked in. Up first, we got Keith up in Columbus. Keith, always good to hear you, my friend. That's Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, KE4ZHF. And Keith, as always, got a good signal, so appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our friend Tommy down in southern Greenville County. That's Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. And signal's probably going right over my head up to the repeater, Tommy, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Scott. That's Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott brings along the rest of his family. That's Miss Mary, his sweetheart. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, KO4ACD. And their daughter, Mary. That's Kilo Oscar 4 India Lima India, KO4ILI. Scott, good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing the family along. All right, so let's give one more call before we open it up to the big group. Uniform Through Zulu, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
Control. And Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire, good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
We might be rounding out our Uniform Through Zulu group, so appreciate your patience there. But David's call sign, Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Limo Charlie, KC4YLC. Of course, David's down in Whitmire, so appreciate you taking the time to stop by, David. Good to hear you. Good signal from Whitmire up to the repeater on Caesar's Head, so appreciate you stopping by and getting checked in here as well. All right, let's go ahead, because we're running a little late. Normally, I like to have gone through the alphabet a little sooner than this, but running a little late tonight. So we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. And KF4KYI. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no round table.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tom, you kind of surprised me there. I was about to key up and say nobody. I always have some folks check in after we've been through the alphabet. That would have been a rarity, so I'm glad you checked in with us during that. That would have been abnormal for me to not get any check-ins, because normally I'll miss somebody going through the alphabetic groups. But anyway, Tom, appreciate you taking the time to check in from down in Greenville. Tom's call, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo for KYI. And Tom, good signal in there. Peter, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call for the big group before we secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have everybody that wanted to check in for the moment. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of our net with our thanks for all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for additional check-ins before RAG2s. I had a couple of stations signed in to do some RAG2 here. Let me scroll up my log here and just see if I have some folks. It looks like originally I had John, Kilo Mike 4 Victor India X-ray, KM4VIX. John, I know you said you were negative for traffic, but I had you marked down for comments. Not sure if you're still around or wanted to make comments, but we'll go ahead and pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
4HR. Thank you for passing the mic. This is Kilo Mike Victor India X-ray. Kilo Mike 4 Victor India X-ray, John. Again, just hiding in the base of Paris Mountain here, so always just like to throw it out to see what other people are doing to try to overcome that. I do have a handheld that doesn't work very well at all, and I've got an antenna on the side of the house that I have limited luck with, so always just trying to try different things, and when it doesn't work, I just default to the Echo Link.
Play there. I was actually trying to look. Are you able to hit the Blue Ridge other repeater that's actually on Paris Mountain?
That I'm not sure. I'm normally just on the 146.610. So where the physical location of that repeater is, I'm not sure. One of those things. I may just have to get somebody over that's smarter than me to look at my systems and make sure that I've got everything, you know, basically pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, John. Well, I know we do have a couple of folks that live over there, and even if you listen through, well, even over Echo Link throughout the day, some folks will be driving, and of course, the closer you get to Paris Mountain, you know, the line up to Caesar's Head, when you get in that shadow, you know, we've got folks that kind of lose the signal over there. And at one time, I'm not sure if Dave is around. I know there was talk at one time about linking the two repeaters up at one point, but I'm not sure what the progress or if that was still an ongoing item. So let me see if Dave's still around. Maybe he has some ideas. W4DJW, Dave, are you still around, sir? Dave may have secured tonight. And I know that's definitely a trying situation, but it's basically, you know, the one thing that blocks their signal in Greenville is Paris Mountain. And it sounds like you might just be kind of a victim to that. Over.
Yeah, a couple of issues going. One is being, you know, just south, I guess, to the south and west of Paris Mountain, as well in the neighborhood I'm in. I'm in one of the lower cul-de-sacs, so to speak. So I'm somewhat in a gully down basically north of Herd Colts Park and south of Paris Mountain. So I'm kind of in a valley, but try to shoot out. And there seems to be one place, if I stand just perfect on the back patio and in one particular direction, that I get good reception, but I rarely get out.
Couple of times to folks in the past that I haven't actually tried it, but you can actually plot your direction or on Google Earth. You can actually see, I don't know, cross sections or an elevation plot, basically, of items that might be between you and another location. But again, the antenna for this current repeater that you're on, 146.610, is up on Caesar's Head, and it's actually I think, if I remember, it's about 400 feet on the W4 YFF tower. So it's got a good elevation. Just there are a few shadows, and I know they've done some propagation maps, and that antenna's been up there for years, and to kind of get it in the best possible scenario. But I know there are some spots throughout Greenville where we are in shadows. So like you said, even if you're able to receive, you may not be able to transmit up there. And I don't want to say Echolink is your only option, because, you know, as hams, our motto is kind of can do. You know, you keep experimenting until you can kind of figure out what you can do. I was going to say, I don't know if there's a location down there to be able to bounce a signal off that you would be able to get around Paris Mountain. But it sounds like you're doing the right things. You know, you're trying different locations and everything else to see if you can get up there. So I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I think it just may be that physical limitation of Paris Mountain being between you and the repeater.
Great. I think I'll just, like you've said, keep trying. And then once I figure out the 2 meter, then I'm challenged with trying to increase frequency, you know, the band. I work with the SC Heart. I tune into that nut. I also volunteer as a radio operator with the Public Health Reserve Corps for the Upset DHEC on their 800 megahertz frequencies. I have, again, pretty good luck with the 800 megahertz frequencies. And then I've got a unit where I've tried 40 meter and 6 meter, but haven't had as much luck with the antennas there either. Back to you. Appreciate the help.
No problem. It's good to hear you're working with the SC Heart folks. And again, I think they've got a repeater still over at Greenville Memorial. I know I haven't checked with the repeaters. I know that's a pretty interesting system to link, and I'm not sure if you know of some of the other repeaters, like K9OH. Billy has a repeater that they do Skywarn that resides up on Caesar's Head as well. Of course, that's probably not going to do you a lot of good, but he does have an Echolink node on his repeater as well, if you're not aware of that one. But, you know, you can look up that one, and that's what they host the Skywarn net on, like when we had the storms that blew through the other day. The Skywarn net was up on there. But, you know, of course, you probably are aware, as other folks are, this SC Heart system is for the hospitals across South Carolina to link them up and to be able to provide information and that kind of stuff and in case of disaster preparedness. But, yeah, that's a pretty interesting system. A couple of years ago, I was driving down to the beach, and I could basically go, they all over the weekends obviously link up the repeaters, so you can basically talk across the state, and it was kind of interesting. You get out of the footprint of one repeater, you go to the other SC Heart repeater, and you can hear the same conversations all the way down to the beach, so it was always nice. But yeah, like you said, just keep experimenting, and you know, we'll definitely figure out a way. Echolink isn't necessarily the best way, but if it's the only way to get on, we definitely appreciate you signing into Echolink and coming in and checking in with our net. So definitely good to hear you, and appreciate you hanging out and making comments, and hopefully you'll be able to find some solutions to some of the issues you're running into, and obviously come on here and put out some questions. Hopefully we can get some guys that are probably a little more knowledgeable than me that can provide some more assistance. But definitely appreciate you sticking around and making comments with us tonight. I'm able to copy your call sign, and I think you were just confirming that I've got your QTH down in Greenville. Is that correct?
Yes, that's affirmative.
I definitely got you marked down here for Greenville in my log, so appreciate you definitely making sure or keeping me honest on the logs. Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of noise in your signal. I don't know if you can boost power, if maybe you're on an HT or just in a bad location, kind of like we were talking about with John, if you're over behind Paris Mountain or something. You're coming up, I mean, the peaks I can hear pretty well, but you're definitely down in the noise, but definitely got you logged here and got your location down in Greenville. Over. HR in the RAG2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, John, did you have any other comments for the net tonight, sir?
No, I'm good. I appreciate the conversation, and we'll just continue, like you said, trying out different things. And I'm confident that one of these days I'll get something to punch through or go around or reflect off of. We'll keep trying. But appreciate all the help, and appreciate you hosting the net. It's always an enjoyable experience. KM4VIX. Back to the net.
Okay, John. Well, I'd like to say appreciate you hanging out and making some comments, and appreciate you stopping by and checking in with the log, or getting you logged in here, and we'll definitely chat again first chance we get. All right, before we continue on with the RAG2, let's see if we have any additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS. I'm Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative short time. Just listening.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd like to welcome Scott. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS. And Scott, appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. Again, we run the net every night, 365 days a year at 9 p.m., and always looking for check-ins. It looks like this snow, you checked in with me before, I think. I'm just getting my log confused here. But either way, Scott, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Definitely feel free to sit by and sit back and listen as long as you feel like. Looks like I've only got one more station signed into RAG2 here, so we'll go ahead and pass the frequency over Walt, Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, K4OIM. Dust off the water here and a little bit of the stump, and Walt will find out. How was your day, sir?
What a day. I'm going on 74 years old, and got no 94 F-150 Ford pickup. And I had a freeze plug rust out in it, and of all places, it was the one behind the motor support. Yeah, I'm too old to be out there doing that, but it's the only way. I ain't have nobody. I had to do it. I got out there this morning and jacked that thing up. I crawled under there and had to take the motor support off. The freeze plug was a breeze to knock out and put the other one in. But it was crawling in and out under that truck all day, trying to get the right tool and all. Got it back together after about 6 hours. And it's skipping so bad, I can't drive it. I think it blew a head gasket. But, man, I am too old for this. I'd rather been in here playing radio. And talking about John down there in Brayton, and I lived about four houses up from him. And I was thinking that was 20 years ago. Man, I am getting old. That's been back in 92, so it's been almost 40 years ago. And I was just getting into ham radio, and he was one of my elders that helped me with Morse code. And I've been worried about John, and I'd asked Gary about 2 months ago, and he heard anything about it, but Gary said he hadn't heard anything. And I just hope there ain't nothing bad wrong with John. AK4HR, K4OIM.
Well, you had been talking about doing some work on your truck. I hate to hear that it got under there. That's always disheartening when you fix one thing and then something else is wrong. I've done that many a time. And I thought I put something back wrong, or I'm just like, man, you know, there's an ad on TV. I can't remember exactly. I don't remember if it was for just one of the big box home repair stores. And there's a young lady, and she fixes a lamp in the room. I think I may have commercial, because like she fixes the lamp and then she turns it on, and then they show like five other little projects that by fixing the lamp, it uncovered, like there's this, you know, a crack in the drywall or something, and like an electrical outlet that has to be fixed. That's normally what happens to me when I work on a car. I fix one thing and then three other things break, or I break three things trying to fix that one thing. So, but I tell you, I hope you get to the bottom of that and get that truck back on the road with little or no more effort, if that makes sense. But, yeah, like we mentioned, I just had thought about John and hadn't heard him for a while. And with everything going on these days, when you hadn't heard from folks, just want to reach out and just kind of keep in touch with things and find out if everything's okay, that kind of stuff. So like I say, I might reach out to him and just see if I can get in touch with him. Just mention the fact that there's folks up here that are concerned about him, and maybe if he can come up here and just give us a, you know, check in once in a while, just so we aren't worried about him. But last thing you'd mentioned was, you know, being 1992, you know, I see these little blurbs on the internet about, you know, now, you know, 2020 is 40 years from 1980. And I'm like, no, that math doesn't add up at all. So, you know, it seems like, with all the COVID stuff that's gone on, the last 2 years it just kind of disappeared. I don't know what happened. And I look back and I'm like, that has not been 2 years. There's no way. But definitely, you know, you don't believe it when you're young, and people talk about how time flies so fast. But, you know, now, again, I think we've mentioned we babysit two little girls for a family friend, and they talk about how long it takes to do certain things. I'm like, you just wait. That time will be gone just like that. I mean, it goes by in the blink of an eye. Over.
If granddaughter and her husband finally went on a honeymoon today, they went to the beach, daughter is watching her two youngest girls. One of them is not a year old, and one's about 2 years old, and she's got to watch them for a week. And most people think that's a problem, but I went up to the house a while ago, and my five-year-old grandson said something about Papa, and the little two-year-old, she looked at me, Papa, Papa, Papa. She wouldn't shut up. And every time I had to go back to the bathroom to get a shower, and she was wanting to crawl up in my lap, and me all greasy and dirty. And I had to get my daughter to go back there and get her to keep her coming in the shower with me. She wanted to see her papa. But I'm going to enjoy him being here because after I had that stroke, fell out of my shack, broke my neck, all I do is stay down here on the radio or either repairing some of these boat anchors I've got. I got about six boat anchors in here. Two of them, I hate to repaint one, but two of them's got to be sandblasted and repainted. And I'm waiting on cap kits to get in for two of them, and it's taking forever. I usually get them from Hayseed within a week, and I've been waiting now a good 6 weeks on one for this S40B Hollycrafter. And I quit tearing into them till I get the parts. But I ordered an oscilloscope, and thank goodness I paid for it with PayPal. And it was supposed to be here in 2 weeks. Well, 2 months went by, and every time I got an email from the company with the tracking number, but every time I'd track it, I'd get a message on my computer saying the store was closed. And I finally contacted PayPal, and they told me to send the company another email and give them 20 days to respond. I said, okay. And it was less than an hour later, I got a call, and it was from PayPal. Mr. Bradshaw, you know where your oscilloscope is. I said, it's not here. It is on the Evergreen, that cargo ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal. And the next day, PayPal put the money back into my account. But it's taking forever with this virus thing to get parts now. And you can forget about getting tubes, because the only place you can get them is China or Russia. And this virus has got everything all messed up. Well, I know you said your eyes were getting tired, and mine are for real tired. So, Mike, I'm going to say 7-3s on your final. And thank you for calling the net, Mike. Oh, and by the way, I called the net on Tuesday night. And I've been calling it ever since February the 2nd. And really enjoy the net. So, Mike, I'll say 7-3s on your final, AK4HR, K4OIM.